Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Cadila Healthcare Limited's earnings conference call. As a reminder, for the duration of this presentation, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. If you should need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by entering star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh Nayak, Executive Director at Cadila Healthcare Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Nayak.
Thank you very much. Hi, this is Ganesh Nayak here. Very good evening to you, and welcome to our post-result teleconference for the second quarter of the year 2010-11. We have with us here Mr. Pankaj Patel, who is our Chairman and Managing Director. We also have Dr. Sharvil Patel, Deputy Managing Director, Mr. Nitin Parekh, who is our CFO, and Vishal Gaur, General Manager, Investor Relations. Let us now take you through the highlights of the operations for the quarter. During the quarter, our India formulations business grew by a healthy 19% with the launch of 20 new products, inclusive of line extensions. Of these, 10 were launched as for the first time products in India. Our focused efforts in cardiology and respiratory segments have started yielding results, with both the segments' performance outpacing the market's growth. Our formulations business in the US grew by 41% and posted a sale of 2,258 million rupees. We launched Davelproex DR during this quarter in the US market. Our business in Europe grew by 33% in euros for the quarter. Formulations in Brazil grew by 27% and posted a sale of 584 million rupees for the quarter. Our business in Japan grew by 37%, while our business in the emerging markets of Asia Pacific and Africa and Middle East grew by 43%. Zydus Wellness continued its journey on the growth path, with sales up by 23% to 799 million rupees and net profit up by 58% to 135 million rupees. During the quarter, Zydus Wellness launched two new products, one sugar-free mint and the other eggless mayonnaise under the Nutralite brand. Zydus Nycomed, our JV with Nycomed, commissioned the newly expanded API manufacturing facility at the Navi Mumbai facility. This is slated to emerge as a hub for global supplies of APIs for Nycomed's branded generic portfolio. The facility will manufacture complex high-end APIs and would be audited by several regulatory authorities. We filed two ANDAs with the US FDA, taking our cumulative filings to 115, and we received two ANDA approvals, taking our cumulative approval level to 58. We also filed two additional DMFs with the US FDA, taking our cumulative DMF filings to 93. For the European markets, we filed 8 dossiers for new products, taking the cumulative filings to 98. Now, let us take you through the broad financial highlights. During the quarter, on a consolidated basis, our net sales grew by 21% year-on-year to 11,063 million rupees from rupees 9,126 million last year. This was driven mainly by growth in the domestic formulations, exports to the US, Brazil, and emerging markets, as well as growth in our consumer wellness business. The total income from operations was up 18% to 11,167 million rupees from the 9,458 million last year. Our EBIT was up 19% year on year to rupees 2,488 million from the 2,057 million previously. Our EBIT margin has increased from 21.7 to 21.9% over last year. Our operating profit before tax, which excludes the exceptional items and the exchange rate loss on the foreign exchange loans, was up by 28% year on year to 1,965 million rupees from 1,540 million last year. Our net profit was up by 30% to 1,708 million rupees from 1,319 million last year. And in line, our EPS also grew by 30% to 8.34 rupees per share from the 6.44 rupees last year. Thank you very much, and we shall now start the Q&A session. Over to the coordinator for the question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question at this time, please enter star followed by one on your touchtone telephone. If your questions are answered and you wish to withdraw a question from the queue, please enter star followed by two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. To ask a question, please enter star followed by one now. Our first question is from the line of Kiswinder Suri of Sun Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, and thank you for taking my questions. Two questions. One, the employee cost in the quarter is up sequentially from 127 crores to 136. Is this one-off, or is 136 the normalized rate going forward?
This is not a one-off thing. It's a result of the increase in employees on the domestic business as well as some of our international operations.
Okay, and how many MRs would we have added in the year to date?
The total number of medical reps that we have increased over last year is around 400.
Okay, and could you share some numbers on your Nycomed and Hospira JV?
Vishal,
yeah, Vishal, I will request Vishal to answer that question of yours.
Okay, the sales of Nycomed JV, our share of sales was 164 million rupees during the quarter.
Okay.
And profit was 88 million rupees.
Okay.
On the Hospira front, the sales, our share was 314 million rupees.
Okay.
And profit was 134 million rupees.
134. Okay. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue if any more questions.
Our next question is from the line of Bhavin Shah of Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Congrats on the results, sir, and good evening. So if you could throw some outlook on both the joint ventures, I think there's a promising announcement that was recently given on the expansion of Nycomed basket of APIs. When do we see the kickoff happening, and if you could throw some light also on the Hospira joint venture as to any batches which have recently commenced and the outlook on the entry in U.S. market.
Let me just address this question. First of all, on Nycomed JV, we have commissioned the plant and we're currently taking the batches. We expect our inspection to happen in the January to March quarter.
Okay.
And subsequently our supplies will start there. We expect next year the revenues will start pouring in as far as the API sales is concerned.
Okay.
On the front of Hospira, we have added one more product, and we started supplying that for US and European market, and we expect our partner to launch that in the US market, and that's why you see some sales ramp up already started, and we expect that to continue in coming quarters as well.
Okay.
So as we always have given you guidance, that combined revenues of Nycomed plus Hospira will be more than our previous earnings from Nycomed alone.
All right. But any color on whether the scale-up in U.S. per se would be primarily through the initial shipments of this product, or would it expand further too?
We expect that to expand further. The initial shipments have started in U.S. as well, so we will expect this to expand going forward.
That's great news. So I'll be in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. Our next question is from the line of HR Gala of Quest Investments. Please go ahead.
Congratulations for excellent set of numbers, Pankaj bhai.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you have been delivering what you have promised. Now, at this juncture, would you like to, sir, revise your guidance for the full year?
Actually, as a policy, we don't give guidance. So I think we would not like to revise our guidance. We expect that we will continue doing well. We do not see any reason that our next quarter should not be good. But at the same time, as policy, we don't give guidance. So I don't think I will be able to give any revision of the guidance because I never have given any guidance.
So like in the past conference call, you had said that you expected domestic formulations to grow at around 15%.
Yeah, that I said and I continue, I maintain that our domestic formulation will continue growing at 15% plus. That's what we say the top, as far as top line is concerned. And we are very much on track. And as I explained before, that whatever we had the issues are not this year, those issues are not there. Our actions are also basically resulting into the right way. So we expect to continue a good growth in the domestic market, which will be more than 15%.
Okay. Sir, just one broad question, you know, pertaining to the domestic formulations market. Now, you talk to any company, everybody is, you know, talking in the same line of expanding their field force, getting more and more into the lifestyle-related chronic therapies and all that. So where do you see the Indian formulations market is headed to? Do you see any possibility of consolidation happening over a period of time? How do you read the market trend, sir?
Well, consolidation is independent of growth. So if the market is growing well, I don't think there is going to be consolidation. Consolidation can only, we can see when people don't see a growth in the market, I believe so, because then they will say, okay, there is limited upside, now I should basically, if I have decided to sell out, then I will sell out. That's the way people will think. So I don't see any reason why consolidation should happen in Indian market in near term.
Okay, but say for example, everybody may not be having the same strength as, you know, their competitors.
Yeah.
So my question was more from that
smaller players may start thinking on that, but currently we don't see those trends.
Okay. Sir, how do you see the trend in the EBITDA margin, you know, which you had last time also said will keep on increasing, and in fact they have increased in this quarter?
Yeah, I think if you see, we are improving our EBITDA margin on an average 1% every year, and we are very clearly seeing that happening, and I think even going forward we also be able to maintain those kind of trends.
Okay. Sir, a little while ago you gave the Nycomed and Hospira, I think, profit numbers. Are that our share or the total of their?
These are our share.
88 million and 134 million.
Yeah, that's our share.
That is our share.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gala. Our next question is from the line of Monica Joshi of Avendus Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thank you for taking my questions. Some bit of accounting questions here. Why is it that the standalone profit is higher than the consolidated? I believe this doesn't generally happen. Is there something on the tax rate front we are seeing here?
Certain subsidiary companies where we are making investments as of now, they are not making profits, and therefore, standalone profits are higher than consolidated profits.
But that should have been true in the earlier quarters too, right? So, for example, last quarter, I don't think this was the case. So,
yeah, there would be marginal difference also. Earlier quarter also, if you see, maybe standalone is little lower than consolidated, but difference wouldn't be significant in any case.
Okay. Just some bit of questions on the Hospira side. The US FDA approval for this plant, what's the update on that?
We already have approval from US FDA for the plant, and we actually are shipping products to US now.
Okay, fine. And on the Nycomed side, how many APIs are now covered, given that the agreement has been expanded?
Well, we are going to produce all the API which Nycomed currently consumes at our JV or at Cadila. So we plan to produce about 8 API at the JV, and the balance of approximately 6 will be produced at Cadila.
Okay. And just one final question on the tax rate. We are far below MAT, even on the first half. So any guidance that you're giving for the full year here?
Yeah, it will be from 12% to 15%.
Okay, and this should apply even the next year?
Going by the current policy, yes. We all have, finger crossed in terms of what DTC will have in store.
Okay, fine. And the current MR strength, the last question here. The current MR strength in India is?
It's 4,000.
4,000, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Joshi. Our next question is from the line of Ranveer Singh of Brick Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, everybody. I see in Zydus Wellness, the sequential growth, sequentially we see a degrowth despite the two products launched. So is there any particular reason?
No, I think it's a seasonal factor. I don't think there is any concern from our angle that there is a issue of degrowth per se. So you sequential quarter, you might not see exact growth numbers, but quarter to quarter, we do have good growth, and we don't see any signals of any deaccelerating of market or growth. So it could be a one-off kind of a quarter thing, but not really the issue.
Okay, for Zydus Hospira, this level of revenue we can expect in next quarter too?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's all for now. I'm with you. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Singh. Our next question is from the line of Nimish Mehta of MP Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question and congratulations on a good set of numbers. I missed the part on Nicomed. Is there any guidance that you are now giving on Nicomed with the expansion of the contract agreement that you have in place?
No, we do not give any guidance on Nicomed.
I see. Any color that you can give? I understand.
Color, I told you we are going to start supplying 8 products from first quarter next year.
Okay, and what would be the total patented size of those products at the end of Nicomed?
That would amount to giving you guidance. So the whole point is that we are not giving guidance and we would not be able to give you that data. I see. Okay. Yeah, because there are regulatory issues and things like that. Once everything is clear, we know exactly what's going to happen, so we don't want to start talking about it before we have finished all those part of regulatory part of it. Okay. Okay. Market and country, you know, the whole complex processes involved, so we will, as we are clear, we have more clarity, we'll start giving you some color to the things.
Okay, the next thing is on domestic growth that we have seen, which is heartening. I mean, it is about 18%. So, is it largely through the new product, or are we also seeing, any growth in the existing brands? Basically,
it is through the existing ones because the our scale is so large. Just the new products would not be able to give us a growth of 19%.
I see.
But, just since you are on that subject and maybe somebody else has this question, I made a mention in my opening talk that, in the cardiovascular and the respiratory areas, our strategic inputs over the last 1 year have now started paying results. And just to give you some numbers to bear that out, in our Medica division, the represented market grew at 17%.
Okay.
And we grew at 18.5%. In cardio, which is another cardiovascular division, the market grew at 25%, whereas we grew at 43%. And likewise, in the respiratory, the market grew at 25% and we grew at 34%.
I see. Okay. Fine. And in terms of the U.S. market, how many products have you launched in this quarter, and what is the total number of products launched in this market?
Last quarter we launched only one product.
Only one product.
Yeah.
So the growth that we have seen, I mean, I understand it's YOY growth, but also some amount of QOQ growth. So it's largely a expansion of the market share in the current product also has happened?
Yeah, it is both. The products which we launched this year, like one of them is Camphalosin.
Okay.
As well as the existing products, both have grown well in the quarter.
Okay, fine. And what is that you expect for the entire year to launch, and the number of products?
Number of products in this quarter, we would be launching two or three products. Because Losartan, which was to be launched earlier, is now delayed and it got launched in this quarter. And so did Pramipexol.
Okay. So roughly about 8 to 10 products in this entire year is what we can expect to be launched?
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mehta. Our next question is from the line of Krishna Prasad of JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Jason. Just two, three questions actually on the U.S. market again. If you can just tell us, how many ANDAs you have filed this quarter, and generally if you can talk about, the filing with respect to the delivery system-based products.
We filed two ANDAs this quarter, and both are delivery system-based ANDAs.
Right, okay. And you also had some development effort for ongoing for the aerosols as well as for the derma products. So has anything happened on that front?
No, we have not. On the nasal side, we have filed number of dossiers. On aerosols, we have not yet filed any dossier. And so is in case of derma, which are in work in progress at this moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
And on the processing income, we are seeing some decline year on year. Anything particular out there that we should keep in mind?
I think basically after the Abbott deal, we have de-accelerated our effort on getting more contract manufacturing deals of new nature, because we would like to focus on existing relationship and basically get maximum out of that rather than creating additional avenues for us. And as a result, you will not see a significant processing income going forward.
Right. Okay. And then on the Altana GV, with the district on the final decision going against generics, one was imagining that, the generics would have kind of withdrawn or stopped selling, from the market, pantoprazole. So was there any, in your view, any positive effect of that on your volumes?
Not really, because I think enough stocks were pumped in before that.
Right. Okay. And just the last question on the working capital, this obviously is the first time you're giving balance sheet numbers. So is there, besides the seasonality, is there anything else that has impacted the working capital?
No.
Okay, so it's mostly the seasonal half-year thing.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Prasad. Our next question is from the line of Rahul Sharma of Kavi Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Just wanted clarity on, has been good growth in the Brazilian market now. Has this been on account of new product introductions, or what has been the reason for the same?
We had, some supply issues last quarter, last year, which got corrected this time. And we also have one product which is in the control category. So we got supplies of that, because in Brazil you can't supply every month, because of the logistic issues. So we got one supply of that product, which we could leverage to sell other products too. So it's a combination of both these factors.
Will you be able to maintain this type of run rate for the quarters ahead?
For Brazil?
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, there we go by the year January to December. So next year would start from January, and we are expecting some product approvals next year.
Just wanted to ask, with the shifting of products to Sikkim for your Y Wellness, do you believe you will be able to maintain your prices?
Yes.
You don't need to pass it on.
Right? No, we don't have to pass it on, no.
Okay, thank you.
Also, we are producing in tax-free zone, so there is no excise duty.
Yeah, that only, that additional benefit we will get.
So only the tax benefit will be additional.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. And the excise part also would be there, right?
Excise part is already there. Currently, we produce in excise-free zones the product.
Okay, so no incremental benefit except for the tax.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sharma. Our next question is from the line of Sushant Talmia of Angel Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Most of the questions have been answered. So just on the Forex cover.
Yeah. What's the question?
What's the current Forex cover?
see, the current forex cover on receivable front is hardly anything. It is only $3 million.
15, 1, 5. 3, 3. Sir, this is the operator. Sorry to interrupt. The current management speaker cannot be heard very clearly. Can you please move closer to the speakerphone?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Sushant, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
It is $3 million.
Okay.
On the receivable side.
Hmm.
On the forex loan side, out of the total 1,090 crore rupees worth of loans, about 50% of that, that is 540 crore worth of loans are in foreign currency.
Yes.
And about 120 crore worth of loans are hedged forward.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Dalmia. Our next question is from the line of Nishant Patel of Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Just had one quick question. Is it possible for you to share the numbers for Nicomed and Hospira and Q1?
Yeah, sure. I'll give it to you offline in case it is okay.
Sure, sir. Not a problem. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Patel. Our next question is from the line of Rohita Sharma of Enam Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, just a couple of questions. Wanted to get a sense on other expenses coming down as a percentage of sales on a YOY basis, and what is the reason for raw material cost being largely flat despite higher contribution from formulations?
See, on the other expenses front, see, most of the expenses, the increase has been factored in, it has started from quarter one. So, on QOQ basis, you'll see, some flat numbers, but on YOY basis, there is an increase, overall increase of 12% on SG&A expenses, which is, of course, less than the sales growth, which speaks about the efficiency overall. On the material cost front, typically your domestic formulations business contribution is higher, then your material cost is bound to be lower because as you know, it is one of the highest margin business.
Vishal, I'm sorry, I didn't get this.
See, your question was on the material cost being more or less flat despite domestic formulation growing.
Yeah.
The domestic business, domestic formulations business is one of the highest margin business. So, if it grows, your overall material cost is down to go down or remain flat. On the other hand, API was lower this quarter, which has relatively higher cost. So that is why you see, relatively flat cost of material.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Sharma. Our next question is from the line of Surjit Pal of Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Basically, I have one question. Is that, as you said, your joint venture will be manufacturing API of 6 and Cadila will be manufacturing of 8 of Nicomed. Considering their two API plants which they have shut down in Austria and Germany, I just need to know that what could be the profile of this product in a sense that how many of them are patented, how many of them are about to be going off patent, say, in next 2 years' time, 2 to 3 years' time, and what could be the size, average size of this product, 100 million plus or below 100 million. I just need to know about.
I think we don't have any of this data to give you at this moment, and we would not be able to share this information. So we can only say that we are only going to produce this. Currently, beyond that, we are not able to provide any further guidance on this.
Okay. Because what I have read in somewhere is that, roughly around 2 or 3 products is more than $100 million. And rest of them is below 100. So I was just considering the smaller size of this product. Will it have that kind of significant impact the way Pantoprazole has? Or the loss of sales to Pantoprazole because of generic competition. How far...
We have always given you a guidance saying that what we earn out of Pantoprazole business, intermediate business...
I'm not talking guidance.
Kind of what? Things we cannot earn going forward
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that products are off-patent. And what we expect is that both Nycomed and Hospira JV put together, the numbers will be better than before.
Okay. Okay.
So that's the guidance we can give you. But beyond that, it is difficult for us to give you a specific number at this moment.
I'm not looking for guidance. I just have an idea that, you know, how far could be the commensurated with this additional product, both 8 plus 6.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you're talking about, numbers. I can't give you numbers. That's the whole point. That's what I'm trying to say. We are clear that we are going to produce 8 products in joint venture and 6 products in our own plant. But beyond that, it's difficult for us to give you any further guidance at this moment. Once it is stabilizing, then we'll be able to give you a clear guidance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ashwini Desai of Bajaj Allianz Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, but my questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Desai. Our next question is from the line of Hitesh Mahida of Marwadi Shares and Finance Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Just wanted a clarity on why there has been a degrowth in the API business, both exports as well as domestic.
Yeah, in fact, I was waiting for that question. See, two things have happened. One is last year, if you recollect, we had clopidogrel, which we supplied to Europe when the product went off patent, and there were two or three major companies which produced and sold this product. So we had a kind of a peak there last year in this quarter. So that was one. And we also, the prices, not only did we sell larger quantities, the prices also, because there were initial supplies, were on the higher side. That's one. Second is, there was one shipment which was to be, which was worth 5 crores or 50 million, which was to be done on the 29th of the month, which got delayed and it got executed on the 2nd. So these are the two reasons why our API exports, you see a degrowth of 3.6%.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Bhavin Shah of Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my follow-up. Sir, I wanted some clarity on Europe generics for next year, considering that there are a series of price cuts ongoing. And what do you see this market contributing for Cadila Healthcare?
Yeah, what you say is right. But actually, these price cuts came in this year too, and we have managed to tide over. The competition is severe, no doubt. But you see, for us, the advantage is, at this point in time, whatever sales we do in, especially France, because that is where the major volume comes in from,
sure,
year we should be doing around 42 million euros. There, you know, even today, the quantity of the products which we supply from India is just about 30%.
Okay.
The balance 70% we still buy from Europe. And there the cost of goods are relatively higher than what we get in India.
Okay.
But going forward, this balance is going to change in favor of more supplies from India. And that advantage of the cost of goods which we'll have will help us tide over this price cuts which we have in especially France.
Okay, but in terms of revenue growth, would it be fairly to assume that it will be running in double digits?
See, the market is growing at 13%, so obviously, you know, we should be...
keep placing that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. Our next question is a follow-up from the line of HR Gala of Quest Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Can you just tell us any change in the CapEx plans that we have for current year and next year?
No.
So around 375 crore, what you had guided for the current year, and almost similar amount next year?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And sir, can you tell something about how our H1N1 vaccine is doing?
It is doing well in terms of the acceptance of the product. But
yeah,
in terms of the you know, pandemic or epidemic or whatever we were expecting,
mm-hmm,
that is on a low key.
Okay. So do you think you were given a guidance that you will be able to sell over a period of time about a million dosages? Do you think we will be able to reach that target?
Yeah. Million doses, there's no issue. Because
there's no issue. Okay.
In spite of all this, you know, we have been selling around 80 to 100,000 doses per month.
Okay. From 50, we have increased to 80 to 90.
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, the MRP you had said in the last conference call was 395. At what price do we sell?
same price, 391 per dose or 3910 for a vial of 10 doses.
Okay, fine. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gala. Our next question is from the line of Manish Jain of Access Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted an insight on the R&D expenses, which have gone up by 46%. Is there any element of any clinical trials in these expenses, either in the current quarter or the during the first half?
Yes, there are some clinical trials going on, both for generics and innovative products. So there are some clinical trial expenditure, but this is like a kind of a timing issue. So you see in this quarter a high growth, but ultimately we will see that, you know, overall similar level of percentage of R&D spending, so around 6% would continue.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Jain. Our next question is from the line of Rahul Sharma of Kavi Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
So I just wanted to, when you mentioned about Hospira, the supplies of one product which has commenced, is it for docetaxel, sir?
Yes.
Okay. And another thing was that you had said earlier that you have launched 10 new products in the Indian market. Could you just run us through that, sir? Which products and which segments?
Oh, we can provide you that information offline. I'll ask Vishal to get you the details of which products we launched during the last quarter. Right? In segment wise, we'll give you the information. Yeah.
Mr. Sharma, do you have any further questions?
No, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Our next question is from a line of Keswinder Suri of Span Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question again. As we can see that we are almost on track to achieve the 1 billion by FY11 guidance, would you like to give us a direction going forward as to another milestone to look forward to? Hello?
This is the operator, so the line for the management seems to have dropped. Please hold while we connect them back again.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you for choosing Chorus Call. The conference will begin shortly. Please continue to hold. Ladies and gentlemen, we now have the management line connected again. Mr. Suri, please go ahead with your question.
Yeah. Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. I was saying that we had given a milestone of $1 billion by FY11, which is very much in sight. I was wondering if you could provide us another milestone to look forward to going forward.
Yeah, our original statement talks about $3 billion in 2015.
Right. And what would you term as the components which would drive us to that number?
We have some given a very broad guidance on how we are going to achieve that in our investor presentation, if you refer to a particular slide where we are basically getting into newer products and also in the balance sheet you can see that how midterm and short-term and midterm, how we are going to add additional products like vaccines, like biological, like formulary, like transdermal, etc. to make sure that we achieve this number.
Right. And just on the margin front, like you said, we could see a percentage margin improvement going forward. I mean, if I look sequentially, this time actually operating margins are actually down about 500 basis points from 26% in the first quarter to 21% odd this quarter. Would you list out kind of events or thing which would actually lead to an expansion of margins in the second half of this year?
I think quarter to quarter margin expansion comparison will not be a right thing because some expenses are there in first quarter, some in second, some in third part. This depends on the marketing strategy and other things.
Okay.
So I think what you can see if you compare our last 10-year results and you see the margin expansion, you will find this 1% margin expansion every year. And we are very confident that this year also we will see a 1% margin expansion.
Okay. I would like to reframe this question another way.
Also, you have to see that last quarter we had a one-time income coming from Abbott.
Right.
And that basically gave us a kind of a significant amount of money, almost 40 crore rupees plus in that quarter. So that also basically helps us to expand the margin in that particular quarter.
I mean, I just wanted to understand that in the second half, would it ideally be a stable state growth, or would there be some events which could see an explosive growth? I mean, could you throw some light on that front?
No, I don't see explosive growth or major change happening from
right.
that. But we clearly have $1 billion, so you can calculate what is
it. Yeah, of course, that's it. And could you throw some light on your R&D initiatives as to how where they stand right now, or any milestones to look forward in the next 18 months or so?
Yeah, we do have several preclinical work going on about 3 or 4 different targets, and we hope to file additional INDs this year, which will be of significant value. And also we're concluding some of the important phase 1 studies. So we see that one of our projects moving to next level during the next couple of quarters. We are, as a company, we decided internally that we should have 10 clinical development programs in our IND portfolio by 2010-11, and that's what we believe that we will achieve those targets also as far as R&D goals are concerned. In terms of anything else regarding what you are expecting in terms of licensing and all that, we cannot give you any further color to that or guidance to that. But we believe that our R&D programs very much under control and moving on the right track.
No, I mean, I understand that you cannot provide a guidance on that. What I'm trying to arrive at is the management open to monetizing these IP at some stage? And by when would the company be in a position to look at those things, if not looking at them right now?
Well, we are open to look at monetizing that at appropriate time, but I don't think we can give you a typical time frame on which we will basically be monetizing it. It will all depend on what kind of development milestone we see and what we see challenges for us to do it on our own. We would prefer to do as much work on our own than actually do with a partner. Till we realize that now it's the time really to go out, then we will start talking to partners out.
Right. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Suri. Our next question is from the line of Nimish Desai of Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Just a couple of questions related to Forex. It was mentioned that the receivables hedge was only $3 million. So what is the strategy out there? Would you be taking more hedges going forward? Because otherwise you seem to be fairly under-hedged.
Yeah, usually we don't hedge forward as a policy, so we are not planning to do any hedging for going forward as well.
Uh-huh.
And because the markets are very volatile and we don't know where it will swing.
Okay.
So it's very difficult to make a decision, and I think that's not our expertise. So we as a management decided to avoid doing this as much as possible.
Okay, okay.
Because we don't understand this very clearly.
Okay. And a related question is, how much of your revenues are denominated in US dollars? Obviously, US revenues are in US dollars. But are we to assume that outside Europe, whatever revenues you are making, are they also denominated in US dollars, or would they?
Yeah, I think fair to assume that way.
Except Brazil.
Brazil also is denominated in the.
Okay, so Brazil and Europe probably we take it out.
We have to take it out. But
Brazil, Europe, and Japan are in respective currencies.
Okay.
US and the rest of the world markets are in dollars.
Okay, okay. And how much of your expenses would be denominated in US dollars?
Respective market
currencies only. In respective countries, in whatever subsidiaries we have revenues there, our expenses are in respective currencies.
No, I understand that, but at a consolidated level, is there a ballpark number that so much percentage of your expenses?
We
don't have the data.
You don't have the data. Okay, fine. Anyway, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Desai. Our next question is from the line of Nimish Mehta of MP Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks again for taking my follow-up question. Just two quick questions. As a part of the Nicomed JV, do we also, are we likely to supply for the new product that is Roflumilast, that is Daxaf?
At this moment, no.
So that's not a part of the agreement.
No.
Okay. And you mentioned about Texotier, you know, being added in the Hospira JV. So this was for the U.S. Launch also?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mehta. Our next question is from the line of Ashish Goyal of Sharekhan. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. I have a question in Zydus Wellness segment. The three major products in the segments are Everyouth, Nutrilite, and Sugarfree. If you could please provide me with some information on market share and growth rate for these products that we have acquired during the quarter.
We can provide the market share data, but we, as a policy, we do not share the internal sales figures or growth numbers.
Okay, sure. No problem.
The market share of Sugarfree overall would be over 80%.
80, 80, okay.
Everyouth, we have broadly three range. Scrubs, peel-offs, and face washes.
Yeah.
In peel-offs, we are working in the market with about 98% market share.
Okay.
On scrubs, we have over 65% market share.
Okay.
And face wash, we are number two with about 14% market share.
Okay.
Nutrilite, we are, the audited data is not available, but we believe that we are number one. We are the market leader in the margarine category.
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Goel. Our next question is from the line of Surjit Pal of Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just two quick questions. In Abbott, what is the latest development? When can we expect that next milestone, or what could we trigger the milestone? And if there is any milestone, what could be the size expectation? Second question is regarding NCE. Do you have started any discussion with any of the big guys in terms of out-licensing?
As far as Abbott is concerned, we cannot give you any specific guidance at this moment. We are not at present discussing about NCE with anybody.
Okay. My thing is that when could you see that you will start supplying again to Abbott? And that could trigger. I mean, I was looking for the event which could trigger.
So I think we expect that the actual supply should take anything between 12 to 18 months from now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Pal. Our next question is from the line of Ashish Thakkar of MK Global. Please go ahead.
Sir, can we have an update on tacrolimus launched in US?
No, I don't think I can give the data now, but maybe I can. We can revert to you later.
Okay, sir, not an issue. So that's all from my side. All the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ashish Goyal of Sharekhan. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have one more question on Sikkim facility for Zydus Wellness. Could you provide us some timeline on when it will start?
We expect that to be commissioned by first quarter next year.
First quarter next year. Okay, sure. And we expect the growth momentum of our existing product in Zydus Wellness segment to maintain, or it will grew over a period of time? Like, do we have any, like, could you provide us some information on that or guidance on that?
We are on track to our vision of creating a 500 crore business in Zydus Wellness.
Okay.
And hopefully we should be able to do it early.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Goyal.
Yes, it is clear.
So there appear to be no further questions from participants. Would you like to add any closing comments at this time?
Yeah, thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you again in the month of January when we finish the third quarter of this financial year. Thank you very much, and wish all of you a very happy Diwali and a very prosperous new year.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Cadila Healthcare Limited, that concludes this earnings conference call. Thank you for joining us on the Chorus Call conferencing service, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.